Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. What up, fam? How y'all doing? This is Jared Watson with the Retro Insider Podcast Show. Thank you so much for checking out the content. Shout out to all you new and returning listeners. Now, today happens to be July 7th. Yesterday was release day for those Michigan 5s. Hopefully you were able to cop, but if you didn't, you definitely want to stay tuned to today's Sneaker Snag segment where I go over how I was able to cop. So for those of you who didn't cop, this is going to be an opportunity for you to get some tips to help you out for future releases. So after that, we'll wrap up the show by, you know, giving you some of my thoughts and opinions about that particular sneaker. It's a mixed bag for me, but I'll get into that later on. But first, here's a word from our sponsors. Hey, fam, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I find background music? And how do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? And to be honest with you, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and absolutely easy to use. And check this. Now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, welcome back, fam, to the Sneaker Snag segment. And let's waste no time. Let's get right into the segment. Now, just to give you a little background story on the release of the Air Jordan 5 Inspire / Michigans, they were originally set to release sometime in August. I think like the middle of August, or maybe the first or second week, something like that. So this July 6th release date was pretty much a whole month earlier than what we expected, and as late as early last week, we got notified that the release date had changed. I got notified, I think, by Soul Links on Twitter. So if you're not following them, they are a trusty source for information as far as release dates, even more so than I am. So go ahead and check them out. But anyways, they let us know that these were going to be releasing on the 6th, and sure enough, later that day, the images loaded up on the Sneakers app, which was a place that was going to get these. And speaking of that, this was a quick strike shoe. So not a lot of stores were getting this shoe, and there weren't going to be a lot of pairs in circulation. Now, like I said, Sneakers released them. Also, Foot Action and DTLR. I'm not sure of many other retailers. I'm sure there may be one or two more that got the shoe. But yeah, man, if you really wanted this shoe, you had to kind of do your due diligence and work to make sure you got your hands on a pair. Now, for me personally, I went through the Foot Action app. I've been hitting consistently on Sneakers through that app and was able to get a pair for retail. Of course, got notified Friday. And, you know, went in the store early Saturday morning with no fuss and got the sneaker. Now, for those of you who missed maybe on the Sneakers app, any online release or maybe any reservation, it's probably because you probably haven't spent enough money on your Foot Action account. So if you have one, try to at least get your account up to $800. I think that's when I started consistently hitting on, you know, sneakers that were probably not as GR as other releases. So try to get your accounts to $800 or more. Currently, I'm sitting at around 2,700. And at this level, I'm kind of hitting on a lot of sneakers, limited sneakers. So just to give you an idea of how much money you should try to spend, that's just kind of where you need to be at. So, but anyways, hopefully you were able to get the shoe. If not, hey, secondary market's not that bad. I mean, the shoe sold out online pretty much, except sizes over 13. But in store, you might be able to go in sometime today. I wouldn't wait any later than the day to go in and see if they have any extra pairs laying around at these retailers like Foot Action and DTLR. I think I seen a video where Mike Rich went into the mall, I think somewhere in Atlanta, and you know, stores still had them on shelf. But as far as online, I think they pretty much dried up. I know also too, I got a notification early in the morning, probably about 1:30, where DTLR restocked the full size run. And I went on immediately, probably 1 or 2 minutes after the notification, and they still had sizes available. Of course, people are probably either sleep or partying, so people weren't buying them. So check them out on Twitter, Soul Links, definitely a trusted source as far as getting that information out, as far as different drops and releases and restocks, things of that nature. But anyways, let's get into more about what I think about this shoe next. All right, so let's jump right into what I think about this particular sneaker. So let me just give you a quick overview of what I think. So as far as price, the shoe is overpriced. As far as quality, the quality that I received on the shoes that I touched actually was not that great. Now, I'm not talking about the materials. The materials are okay, but the construction was just not that great. And as far as comfort, can't really speak on that. Didn't wear the shoe. I don't think I've ever worn a Jordan 5, so not my place to say as far as that goes. Now, the style is pretty cool. I like it. Now, I don't have any yellow shoes in my closet, but if I did want a yellow shoe, it would look similar to this shoe right here. Even though I'm not keeping this shoe, it's pretty legit. Now, as far as value, this is not a great value. I don't know what Jordan is doing putting $225 on this particular shoe. So that's just what I think in a nutshell. So let's dive deeper into why I think about why I came to that conclusion. Now, as far as the quality of the shoe, as far as the craftsmanship, was the biggest downgrade I gave for this shoe. I went to Foot Action, you know, reserved the shoe, the first shoe that they brought out for me to purchase. You know, we looked it over, there was a stain on the toe box, had to send that one back. So they brought a second shoe, which happened to be the shoe that I actually purchased, and you know, still had issues. The back heel had some glue stains. There was a glue stain kind of at the base of the shoelaces area. It was very faint, so I just kind of looked over it. But there were also little things about the shoe that I really wasn't happy with, but I just said, I'm not about to go through every size 12 till I get the perfect one. So, you know, I just picked one. So if you have that shoe, if you got it coming, I pray to God that you get a good pair from Nike or the sneakers app or online, or however you purchase. Please, please, please cross your fingers right now and hope you got a good one, because I see that this might be an issue with this shoe. Now, for those of you who bought the shoe in store, hopefully you looked over your pairs or whatnot, because I don't know, it's just something about it. It just seems like they didn't get everything right as far as putting this together. Now, other people that I've seen online seem like they didn't have any problems with theirs, so maybe it was just me. But yeah, quality was okay. Now, the materials, as far as the use of materials, was pretty good. Now, I'm not a Jordan 5 connoisseur. I don't know much about the quality of previous models, but the new buck seemed to be okay to me. It wasn't a long haired like the Jordan Travis Scott's. It wasn't like that, where it changed colors like flip flop, like a chameleon. Nothing like that. But it was pretty decent. When you rubbed it, it seemed pretty soft. So can't really say it's extraordinary, but it's definitely not bad. Some people say it's better than the regular general releases. So another aspect of materials was the sock liner, the ankle collar. on the inside, the navy portion, it was done up in this textile, that like a textured textile with like a pattern on it. Seemed very, very plush. Also, the insole kind of had a similar texture to it, but in gold. So I thought that was a nice touch to the shoe. Definitely better than what I was expecting in hand. Now, as far as the comfort, like I said, I've never owned a pair of Jordan 5s and actually worn them. This is actually probably my first Jordan 5 I've owned as an adult. Not really my favorite model. It just seems a little bit clunky, and I'm already a big dude, and I really have a problem with like clunky shoes. It just makes me seem clunky. I don't know. But hey, other people, I've seen them rock Jordan 5s and they look dope. So this particular shoe, I can't really talk about the comfort, but one thing I did notice is the shoe is heavy. I mean, it is a retro basketball shoe, but man, the shoe seemed a bit heavy. Now, I guess I'm just so used to handling retro runners or Ultra Boost, and those shoes are extremely light. So in comparison, this felt like a brick, but that's not to say it's not a comfortable shoe, so let me just not speak on that. Now, the next aspect I like to talk about is style. Now, the style of the shoe, like I said, is pretty dope. Like, I don't own a yellow shoe, but I think the way Jordan Brand did the color blocking on this 5 was pretty legit. You know, the hits of the navy were in the right spots, and it worked well against that, of course, that Amarillo gold yellow. So, definitely a shoe. If I was into, you know, Michigan, University of Michigan colorway, this would definitely be one that I would consider, but I just pass just because I'm just not a huge fan of just yellow, and I don't have any yellow in my closet, so I don't think this would be a great time for me to add it. But if you like it, I love it, no doubt about it. So lastly, let's talk about the value, or in this case, the lack of value with this particular shoe. Now, Jordan Brand put a price tag of $225. Now, I do not know why they put a price tag of $225 on this particular shoe. I don't know. I really don't. It just doesn't seem to warrant that high price tag, especially when you have classics like the Bred 4s that came out earlier retailing for $200 even. This just doesn't make sense. And even though the shoe sold out, I think it would have been an even better seller at a $200 price point. You know, drop it down to $200, more people would have been like, okay, we can do that. You know, $190 would have been even better. But $225, definitely nah. A lot of people just passed on it just because of the price tag. So hopefully this isn't a trend of Nike just testing the waters with these overpriced shoes, seeing how many people buy them and then bumping up the price of all their shoes. You know they have a history of doing that. It's not a matter of if, but when they're gonna raise prices. But yeah, it's not a great value. So all in all, I give the shoe a 3 out of 5, just if we wanted to go on a 5-point grading score. Pretty good, you know, but still not the best, and one that I know a lot of people passed on easily. But let me know what you guys think about this particular Jordan 5 Inspire / Michigan. Of course, you can hit me up on social media, Twitter or Instagram at The Retro Insider. Slide in the DMs. Let me know what's up. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this particular content or segment. If you have any criticisms, compliments, please let me know as well. I'm open to that as well. Like I say, I'm here for you. I want this content to be something that is worth your time. But anyways, until next time, guys, thank you for checking out the content. Hope you have a great rest of your day or evening. And as always, stay humble and proceed.